وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء وبارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings to you and آمين to all your du'as. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وقفينا من بعده بالرسل وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, a warning to those Muslims who are not prepared to practice Islam in its entirety. The Muslims of today are emulating the behavior of the Jews in practicing only on those parts of deen that appeal to them, while discarding the rest. Leaving aside the sinners, even those who appear to be pious restrict Islam to only a few deeds like salah, zakah, sawm and fasting, etc. They fail to comply with the detailed injunctions of Islam pertaining to business transactions, employment in prohibited haram institutions, depriving women and orphans from their inheritance, adopting disbelievers, kuffar approaches to marriages, funerals, births, etc. There are also those who perform hajj and pay zakah, yet when the penal code of Islam is discussed, they oppose its enforcement. May Allah guide us all. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and undoubtedly we gave the book to Musa and successively sent messengers after him. We gave clear signs to Isa, the son of Maryam, and bolstered him with the Ruhul Qudus. Every time a messenger comes to you with what does not appeal to your fancy, you behaved arrogantly, so you denied a party and killed another. The Jews rejected some Anbiya alayhimus salam, and they assassinated others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, undoubtedly we gave the book, the Torah, to Musa and successively sent messengers after him. We gave clear signs and miracles to Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, which substantiated his claim to Risalat and prophethood. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was granted the ability to cure the lepers and blind people. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who the people famously called, the Christians called Jesus, he raised the dead and even blew life into birds that he fashioned from clay. So Allah Ta'ala says that he bolstered him with Ruhul Qudus. That is, Allah Ta'ala placed Jibreel alayhi salam at Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's service. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is saying to his people, I confirm that which was before me of the Torah, and I make lawful for you some of that which was forbidden unto you, and I come to you with a sign, with miracles from your Lord. So fear Allah and obey me. The Jews opposed Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, because his deen religion cancelled some of the laws contained in the Torah and the Mosaic Sharia. They harassed him endlessly and even plotted to kill him. However, Allah raised him to the heavens before they could complete their plan. In the same way, they opposed many of the other prophets, the Anbiya alayhi salam, because the laws brought by these prophets alayhi salam did not appeal to them. Allah says, every time a messenger comes to you with what does not appeal to your fancy, you behaved arrogantly, so you deny the party of the prophets and you kill another. Ibn Kathir writes that Allah used the present and future tenses, both of which are combined in a single word in Arabic, when saying that they killed another group of prophets, alayhi salam. This is so because even when the Quran was being revealed, they attempted to assassinate the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, a Jewess attempted to poison the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was in Khaybar. And Mishkat Sharif reports that the effect of this poison finally led to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's demise. The above verse denotes that many prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, were sent between Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Some names like Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam, David famously known as, and Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, Solomon, have been mentioned in the Quran, while others are not mentioned. No authentic hadith mentions these. A narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, reported in Durul Manthur, mentioned a few names like Sayyidina Shamuil, Hizqil, etc. As Muslims, we should believe in all these Anbiya and these prophets alayhi salam. With regard to the support rendered by Jibreel alayhi salam, Allama Nasifi rahmatullah alayhi says that Jibreel alayhi salam lifted Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to the heavens when the Jews tried to kill him. The Tafsir Jalalain mentions that Jibreel alayhi salam always remained with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, protecting him whenever it was necessary. Jibreel alayhi salam is often referred to as Ruhul Qudus in the Quran and the Ahadith. Allah says in Surah Nahl, say the Ruhul Qudus, he brought the Quran from your Lord. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once prayed to Allah in favor of Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, saying, O Allah, assist him through the Ruhul Qudus. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They say our hearts are covered. Nay, but Allah has cursed them because of their disbelief. So only a few of them believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes the claim of the Jews that their hearts are covered. The Jews regarded the rejection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a source of pride. They boastfully said, our hearts are covered, meaning that nothing can influence their hearts and change them. However, the fact of the matter is that Allah has cursed them because of their obstinacy and arrogance in the face of the truth. The cover that envelops their hearts is nothing but the veil of deprivation which Allah has set upon them. Their disbelief has become so entrenched in their hearts that it prevents everything else from entering. So only a few of them believed. This refers to those of them who truly believed in Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the year after. They accepted his instruction to believe in all the prophets alayhi salam after him. Disbelieving in any one of the prophets is tantamount to disbelieving in all the prophets alayhi salam. A little belief in the year after will be of no avail in the year after in comparison to their disbelief in all the prophets and Anbiya alayhim salam. وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ بِئْسَ مَا اشْتَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَنْ يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ فَبَاءُوا بِغَضَبٍ عَلَى غَضَبٍ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. When a book from Allah comes to them confirming that which is with them, although they used to seek victory over the disbelievers before this, when what they recognize comes to them, they deny it. Allah's curse is on the disbelievers. Evil is that for which they have sold their souls, that they disbelieve in what Allah has revealed, jealous of the fact that Allah confers His grace upon whoever of His bondsmen He chooses. So they earn wrath upon wrath. For the disbelievers, there shall be a humiliating punishment. The Jews intentionally refused to accept Islam because of their obstinacy. The Jews arrived in Medina Munawwara for the sole purpose of meeting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom they believed to be the final prophet of Allah. When they used to fight the idolatrous Arab tribes, they used to tell them that they would soon pledge their allegiance to the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under whose command they would annihilate their enemies, like how the Aad destroyed like how the Arabs destroyed their enemies. Certain narrations report that the Jews used to make the following prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: O Allah, send the prophet who is mentioned in our scripture so that we may fight the Arabian polytheists with him. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived in Medina, the Jews recognized him to be the final prophet. They even witnessed his many miracles, yet they denied his prophethood. The Aus and Khazraj reminded the Jews about what they used to say about the final prophet, thereby encouraging them to accept Islam. However, they responded by saying that the Holy Prophet ﷺ was not the prophet they awaited because he is not a Jew like them. The fact of the matter is that they were envious that the Holy Prophet ﷺ was among the Arabs and not from the Jews. It is for this reason that the above verse rebukes them and announces Allah's curse on them. The Quran is described as a book that confirms the Torah. This has been mentioned in the verse to indicate to the Jews that they really have no reason for rejecting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. If the Quran refuted Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam or the Torah, then the Jews may have been justified in rejecting it. However, the Quran enjoys belief in all the previous prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, and divine scriptures. That they disbelieve in what Allah has revealed, jealous of the fact that Allah confers His grace upon whomsoever of His bondsmen He chooses. Allah reserves the right to bestow the grace of Risalat and Prophethood to whomever He wills. None can question Allah's decision. However, the Jews envied the fact that the Arabs received this honor. The Jews disbelieved in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and they questioned Allah's decision in making him a prophet. Thereafter, they also rejected the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, causing them to earn wrath upon wrath. Because of this double rejection, they will suffer a humiliating punishment in the hereafter. Evil is that for which they have sold their souls. Explaining this verse, the author of Ruhul Ma'ani writes that the disbelievers paid with their souls to earn the commodity of disbelief and kufr. This means that they destroyed their own souls by subjecting themselves to the eternal punishment of the hereafter. Some commentators have interpreted the verse in its original meaning. They say that the verse means that the Jews think that they have brought their souls by adhering to their ways, thereby freeing themselves from hell. However, their deal is riddled with evil because the price of disbelief which they paid will cause them detriment in both worlds. They will only be able to free themselves from hell by believing in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا نُؤْمِنُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَيَكْفُرُونَ بِمَا وَرَاءَهُ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَهُمْ قُلْ فَلِمَ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنْبِيَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مُوسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. When they said, when they are told, believe in what Allah has revealed, they say, we believe in what Allah has revealed to us. They believe, this believe in whatever is after that, where it is the truth, which confirms what is with them. Say, why did you slay Allah's messengers before if you were believers? Verily, Musa came to you with clear signs, whereafter you took to worship the calf after him as oppressors. The Jews are questioned about their declaration that they will not believe in anything besides the Torah. Allah states that the Jews reject the Quran even though the Quran confirms whatever is in the Torah. Therefore, rejecting the Quran is tantamount to rejecting the Torah itself. The Torah did not forbid them from believing in other prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, and other scriptures. In fact, the Torah made mention of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's advent and even described him. By denying the Risalat and prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they actually denied the Torah which they claimed to follow. Allah also asked them, why did you slay Allah's messengers before, if you are believers in the Torah as you claim? Even the Torah declares assassination of a prophet to be an act of disbelief. The fact that the earlier Jews killed many prophets, alayhi wasalam, and that their successors approved of their behavior show that neither party actually believed in the Torah as they claimed. Even more strange is that fact that the Jews killed those prophets who propagated the Torah and who followed the teachings of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam without any alteration. The fact that the Jews killed them despite their being from the Bani Israel shows that the Jews never intended to follow the Torah, but rather to follow their whims and carnal pleasures. Verily, Musa came to you with clear signs. There is miracles to prove his risalat and prophethood. Consequently, they all recited La ilaha illallah as Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam instructed. However, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went to Mount Tur, they began worshipping the calf, which was oppressive to their own souls. Despite possessing knowledge of the evil deeds of their forebears, later Jews still revered them and emulated their ways. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the evil ways of the disbelievers and keep us steadfast on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.